My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. We're following along with the construction of a new house. Concrete was poured yesterday, so today we'll strip the forms. The forms for the shallow frost-protected foundation consisted of a course of 2x12s and another of 2x10s. Braces and stakes are removed, and the dimensional lumber is scrubbed and stacked. It's relatively easy to use a brush and a bucket of water to scrub off any concrete that's spilled on the forms now while it's still fairly fresh. We want them clean since we'll be using them again, whether in framing or as scaffold planks. Next task is to set the pressure-treated 2x6s that will be our sills. Sills are the plates that the walls are set on. We need to transfer the location of the sill bolts to the sills. We can either set the sills in place on top of the bolts and slam down to mark the spots we'll drill, or transfer by setting the sills next to the bolts and transferring the measurements over. Laying the plates on top and slamming down sounds a lot faster, but only works if all the bolts are set mighty close to the same height. That rarely happens. A layer of sill seal is placed between the pressure-treated sills and the concrete. The sill seal is a layer of compressible foam insulation that serves two purposes. It insulates and fills the irregularities and also acts as a vapor break. Pressure-treated wood doesn't rot, but it does allow moisture to pass through. The sill seal stops the moisture transfer. We want to start framing our walls as soon as possible after the sills are set. The pressure-treated sills, even bolted down, will cup dramatically once hit by the sun. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.